It is time for, of course, a Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. And we do have Thorin with us again, this time live in the morning. Good morning, Thorin.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for changing your schedule around and doing it live this morning.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the we're right now at the end of May. So the July Main Street Magazine should be on the newsstands.
June. Yes, it'll be.
June. That's right.
Getting a little ahead of ourselves. That's fine. No, it should actually arrive probably Friday. My printer is telling me, so we should be getting it out, you know, everywhere probably by Monday or so.
And I think what's good about getting it out is we can say that the Mid-Hudson region is opening up in phase one, and that means retail businesses can do curbside service and stuff like that. So sooner or later, once again, you'll be able to expand where people once again can get the magazine.
For sure. We're hoping that all of our drop-off location friends are able to open up and, you know, just start doing more business. And they're very excited, at least the ones we've talked to. And, you know, curbside pickup as well as, you know, deliveries. And I think, you know, some are allowed to do by appointments, you know. So it's you know, things are looking good, I hope, you know, knock on wood.
Well, all I can tell for the experience for the businesses in Millerton and in New York is we got to reopen the Bargain Barn on the 20th under a lot of state rules that we had to comply with and get state certification, and you know, close our dressing rooms and also close the donations, which are very important to us, which we will be reopening hopefully. I think yesterday, but there's a lot of rules and businesses start out very slow. People are rightfully concerned and very protective of their health. But it's slowly increasing every day as some people get used to it. I think the biggest thing for us is protecting our employees and having those rules in effect. And then the second thing is making sure the people that come in follow the rules that are set up by the state. So it's a slow step process, but I think it's a process that makes all of us, including the retailers, happy, and especially now in New York.
For sure. I mean, we've been in Millerton because my office is located there. We've been working very closely with Debbie Middlebrook, our mayor, and all the executives in Dutchess County. And Debbie actually reached out to the Business Alliance in town about 3 weeks ago to, you know, in anticipation of phase one and asking what all the retailers there in town had planned. We actually sent out an email to all of our community there and got a lot of feedback. And honestly, the retailers, they all know, they all get it. And they all had plans in place already at that point, even before regulations from the county had come out, or from the state, from the county, you know. So and you got, you know, levels of things that, you know, businesses need to go through. You know, you have to go follow the state regulations, the county regulations, and then, you know, some of the towns even have their own. Yeah. So I think, you know, most of us, at least, you know, in our region, we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to stay safe and keep everyone healthy and safe. And so, though, you know, at least from the merchant's perspective, I think, you know, most of them have all the safety protocols in place are willing and excited to be able to open up. But, you know, they're also very cautious. And some of them, frankly, are a little bit scared because we never know who's coming into our region and where they're coming from and what they might expose us all too. So then, you know, I think that's the scary part. So we're just hoping that everyone does their part and stay safe. That's the only thing we can hope for nowadays, right?
Yeah. Well, what we say to the patrons of the Bargain Barn and what we say to the employees at the Bargain Barn is very simple. If you feel uneasy about coming in, don't come in. You know, until you feel confident. You know, we're not trying to force anything on anybody, but we are doing our darndest to protect our employees and also to protect the people that come in. So, you know, it's a baby step for everybody, but let's hope everybody keeps the masks on and also the social distancing, because that's the way this thing really is going to end. That's the main factor that the people have to follow. And we don't want people to, just because states are starting to open up, think that they can stop doing that social distancing and the mask, because that's one of the important things that they need to do. Precisely. I like what you've done with, you know, I follow the different newspapers and magazines in our region, and you added nice updates. The county executive Mark Molinaro, when he had his press conference where he could talk to people. Also, you've got a story on the Mid-Hudson region over reopening process. So you really have online, I know, stepped up what you've done during this COVID-19 crisis.
Yeah, so since we went online last August with a lot of, you know, more up-to-date news, we've tried to, on our website, to help our readers, you know, kind of stay up-to-date on all things. But, you know, we're not pretending to be a newspaper with daily news, but no. Griffin has been the man in the office who's been, since Ashley and I have been working from home, and he's really been covering, you know, just things that we think our readers and our and the people in our coverage area are interested in or that affects them. And so we, you know, we've been taking part in some of these town halls and some of these news conferences and we get all the press releases. And so we've been trying to, you know, stay connected with, you know, authorities as much as we can in all three states, actually. Obviously, since we're located in Dutchess County, we get all the stuff from both Marcus Molinaro as well as the other authorities in Dutchess County. And we're also, you know, I live in Columbia County, so we get a lot of stuff from Columbia County. But it's changing every day, and there are so many sources of information, and so it's kind of overwhelming some days. So we just try to keep it clear and, you know, get to the points about it. And also we try to share some, you know, good stuff too. And that's not just COVID related. I think, you know, a lot of people get very fatigued by it, you know, when the day gets longer, and because you get bombarded with so much all day, you know, from every angle. So yes, you need to know what's going on. Yes, you want to know what's going on, but there are also other things happening.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because we started a new website because we really believe in local journalism, and the website is an aggregate website. It's called the Daily Bugle, the Robin Hood Radio Daily Bugle. And we go to various websites like yours and like every website that serves this area. And we try to put links to stories, because that's exactly what we wanted to do with this. We wanted to have an avenue where people could get other news, different types of news, and mm-hmm. see what's out there with one click. Because there's only so much we can do here on our Facebook page and what we do. But we really wanted to show that there is just a lot of information about art, entertainment, columns written by very talented people all throughout the region. And you know, it's interesting, because when I looked, just to take minds off things, you've got the story, 10 Fashion Faux Pas. Now, I think everybody likes to look, and because everybody looks at people when they wear something different. But that's an interesting story on the fashion faux pas.
Yeah, we had a little fun with that one. It's, you know, when we decided to do the website, we came up with all kinds of categories and, you know, things that, you know, are not, you know, not hard hitting news, but, you know, things that are newsworthy and things that are informative. And then we just needed, you know, we wanted to come up with something as well, and some stories that are just, they're quick and, you know, it gives you a chuckle or a smile. And that was definitely one of those that fit that category. But it all started when my brother was talking about, actually, he wore socks with Crocs. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? That looks awful. And from there, we began talking about fashion faux pas in our opinion. So this is not like hard hitting news there, but it's like these things that's just like you can't wear that, in our opinion. So we can thank my brother for sparking that one.
Well, you know, news isn't just hard news. News, as no. we've always appreciated here at the radio station, what we call lifestyle news. And you know, you've got another story here that I love, and I love the picture that when I looked at it on my phone that goes with it, roads going from here to there. And you've got a great picture of a building that's got a big hole in it, an arch in it, as the road goes through. But it's a great story.
Yeah, that's the one from our current issue, I believe, and our May issue, because that's our transportation issue. And we do post some of the stories online from the current issue in case, you know, our readers aren't able to pick up a hard copy. Yes, but that was a really good one. And it's just, you know, it's something that I've always wondered since I was a kid, like, you know, how did this road come to be? Why is it coming, going from here to there? What's the connection point? Because if you look back in the history books, there's a reason that, this road hugged this mountainside, or that it went, this path. And from back in Iceland, a lot of times the roads were, were from the animal paths, because it's a point of least resistance. And I thought it was very interesting around here, some of the names of the roads go back to the Native American tribes, and the same with the lakes and every other things around here. But if you look around and start, paying attention to the roads and how they connect and intersect, and if you look at maps, which I've always been fascinated by, it's how things are connected and why. And I guess we can all, always say that, as the old saying goes, all roads lead to Rome. It's the same around here. They all lead somewhere.
Well, now what can we look forward to and give a little sneak peek into the June issue?
So June issues usually are, kick off to summer, but obviously the summer is a little bit different. A lot of events are obviously usually taking place or starting to take off, around this time. And unfortunately, they're all been canceled. So what we tried to do, we came up with kind of an unofficial theme of, which will be very apparent when you see our cover. But it's kind of a, persistence and perseverance amidst all this chaos, and this pandemic. So I, we kind of tried to focus directly and indirectly on, people, places, things that have, kind of pivoted during this time, because a lot of the businesses at least have had to change their methodology and figure a way to, just keep surviving and doing things differently. And the same with, same with us as individuals and residents here. We've had to figure out different ways of living. So we kind of focus some of our stories on how people have, made lemonade out of lemons.
Well, it's interesting because you, as a Main Street magazine, and us as Robin Hood Radio, and we all had the same struggles where our income, for us it was our donations and our underwriters, and for you, your advertisers, really dropped off steadily. But I think what you've done and what we've tried to do is now, more than ever, we are so important because we can get all the information out and the long stories about the businesses in our area, because they're going to need our help over the next couple of months, more than ever before.
Exactly. And that's something that we, we tried to do from the very beginning was, help our friends and neighbors out. And, whether it was like, we helped the florist shops, and Joanne, a Country Gardener Florist, and Terrence at Roaring Oaks. And, because we were, this is their big season with weddings and graduations, and all that dropped off for them. So, we said, hey guys, why don't we do something, collaborate together, and put out a, one or two stories a week from each of you, talking about arrangements with a beautiful picture to brighten someone's day. So, for those interested in reading about, flowers and different types of flowers and how, you can arrange them nicely, it was something that, it's, as I said, it's not hard hitting, but it's something that's beautiful, distracting, and it makes you feel good. So, we try to do, a couple of things like that with some of our advertisers and just local businesses, and to keep their name out there and, let people know they're still functioning, they're still out there, and they're still here for you.
All right, mainstreetmag.com on the web. It will be available, the new issue, well, probably within the next a few days. We're recording this on May 27th.
Yes, indeed, it'll be out. It should be out Friday, and in a week or so, it should be out everywhere, newsstands. But we'll have the issue up on our website, come the weekend as well.
All right, that is Main Street Mag. Thorin, stay safe, and we'll speak to you again in another couple of weeks.
You too. Thanks, Marshall.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm Kristen Dotter of course, Main Street Magazine. Once again, you can find them on the air here, on demand, also Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. And of course, you can find them on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and at outlets throughout our tri-state region.